Tackling God-Sized Problems, a compilation.
Life is facing and solving problems. When God calls people, He calls them to face a problem. The standard word for the condition of being truly problem-free is dead. Ishak Adises writes, "Having fewer problems is not living, it's dying. Addressing and being able to solve bigger and bigger problems means that our strengths and capacities are improving. We need to emancipate ourselves from small problems to free the energy to deal with bigger problems. Growth is not the ability to avoid problems. Growth is the ability to handle larger and more interesting problems." One of the great questions to ask somebody is, "What's your problem?" And you might want to do that right now. We ought to ask each other pretty regularly, "What's your problem?" By which I mean, do you have a problem worthy of your best energies, worthy of your life? What are you devoting yourself to trying to solve? How do you want the world to be different because you're in it? People who follow Jesus ask this question, "God, what problem in your world would you like to use me to address?" Followers of Jesus intentionally embrace problems. Very often, a sense of calling comes when people begin to pay attention to what moves their hearts. Often, when somebody sees a problem in the world and gets all fired up, he or she says, "Somebody has to do something about that." A lot of times, that is the beginning of the call. What's your problem? If you don't have a problem, you need a God-sized problem. John Ortberg. God's glory is best seen today when grace-filled people respond to God-sized problems in this world. We need to act. To this, there is no debate, but we must first prepare. Therefore, preparing your minds for action and being sober-minded, set your hope fully on the grace that will be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. Then respond in love, because that is our new nature. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for your brothers, love one another deeply from the heart. We do so not for our benefit, but for God's glory and the good of others. While each scenario is assuredly different, there are distinct things we can do corporately and individually. So what are things we can do related to the crisis in the world so many miles away? We need to learn more about what is going on in these places, so we can pray specifically for the needs in those places. We also need to look for tangible ways to help those that are actively engaged. Who of God's people are there, and what are they doing? What are their needs? Our assistance needs to be in ways that are helpful to them, not what we think will be helpful to them. We also need to remember that when we are compelled to action from a place of conviction, we will not be swayed or discouraged by hurdles and roadblocks. We are to persevere. If you don't have a clear way to engage in helping those who are directly involved in addressing these current global issues, keep praying, keep looking, keep talking, and you will find something or somebody specific that you can engage that enables you to love deeply. Remember that God-sized problems in the world are best answered today by grace-filled people.
toni di Natale.
God is omnipotent, which means by definition, there is nothing God cannot do. Yet many of us pray as if our problems are bigger than God. So let me remind you of this high-octane truth that should fuel your faith. God is infinitely bigger than your biggest problem or biggest dream. And while we're on the topic, His grace is infinitely bigger than your biggest sin. The modern mystic A.W. Tozer believed that a low view of God is the cause of 100 lesser evils, but a high view of God is the solution to 10,000 temporal problems. If that's true, and I believe it is, then your biggest problem isn't an impending divorce or failing business or doctor's diagnosis. Please understand, I'm not making light of your relational or financial or health issues. I certainly don't want to minimize the overwhelming challenges you might be facing. But in order to regain a godly perspective on your problems, you have to answer this question. Are your problems bigger than God, or is God bigger than your problems? Our biggest problem is our small view of God. That is the cause of all lesser evils. And it is a high view of God that is the solution to all other problems. Is there any limit to God's power? Have you answered the question? There are only two options, yes or no. Until you come to the conviction that God's grace and power knows no limits, you will draw small prayer circles. Once you embrace the omnipotence of God, you'll draw ever-enlarging circles around your God-given, God-sized dreams. How big is your God? Is He big enough to heal your marriage or heal your child? Is He bigger than a positive MRI or a negative evaluation? Is He bigger than your secret sin or secret dream? Moses was perplexed by the promise God had given him. How could God possibly provide meat for a month? It didn't add up. But at that critical juncture, when Moses had to decide whether or not to circle the promise, God posed the question, "Is there any limit to my power?" The size of our prayers depends on the size of our God. And if God knows no limits, then neither should our prayers. God exists outside of the four space-time dimensions He created. We should pray that way. Mark Batterson. When you're faced with big boy or girl problems and need wisdom, strength, or a breakthrough, remember, rivet your attention on the Lord, not the problem. Discern His voice through others as you involve them in the process. Abandon all other priorities or sources of confidence and attend to Him. Tell God exactly what is on your heart and get the Lord's direction and heed it. All of this is an expression of confidence in God, regardless of the circumstances. And that's the kind of faith that God-sized problems call for. You don't have to know all the answers. Just the answer. Andy Wood. One day we will all be able to look back with happiness when we see that the small and faltering steps we're taking today have been transformed into a confident and steady stride. This will come with experience, and of course, by leaning on Jesus. It will come from having a praiseful, positive outlook that will help us to know that what the Lord has begun, He will continue to perform. It's my opinion that, with the knowledge that nothing is impossible to the Lord, and that we and Jesus together can handle anything that comes our way, we'll be able to face every problem with faith, grace, and optimism. Maria Fontaine.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.